God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we are back. Myself, Andy Pate. And as I said a moment ago, I'm going to play something now that will tie into what we were talking about yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour about homeschooling. Now, this is a charter school, I believe, in Colorado Springs, which you would think in a charter school, things would be better than what I'm going to play to you. But it just goes to show you that charter schools are still, in fact, public schools. As much as you guys out there that love them and want them to be a private school, they are not.
No, they are not. I think a lot of people forget that, John.
Public schools, Andy.
They are better. Don't get me wrong. On average, they are definitely better than what you're going to see in downtown Denver.
But they are not private.
No.
They are a public school. So right. Let me play this. And it's a little bit long, but I got to play the whole thing so you can get the whole gist of it. Now, there's a little commentary that goes along with this because this is the video that was sent to me. And there's several other videos out there that have no commentary. But this commentary was good. There's nothing you have to worry about, Charlie. I pre-checked all of this one, and it's good commentary, but here we go.
12-year-old Jaden from Colorado Springs, Colorado, is an instant legend. I mean, just look at this kid. You know that he gets straight A's. You know that he's probably a sick athlete. And you know that he gets so many hugs.
Okay, really quick. He's explaining, and just so you guys, because you can't see the pictures of this young man. He's a nice-looking young man, has his hair all nice and combed, and he's got a backpack on, and he's got his little uniform, and he's a very nice-looking young man. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. He just looks like a regular, nice young man is the best way to say it, probably.
The girls in the hallway at his middle school. What an absolute boss. Now, Jaden also has this sick backpack. I don't know if he made it himself, but as you can see, he's got the Doge.
Okay, so for everybody that can't see this again, he's got a backpack. It's got his name on the back, and it's got VP Revolution, and he's got all sorts of little patches and so on. And then down in the lower right-hand corner, he's going to explain what's on his backpack.
He's got what looks like a St. Michael patch. And in the bottom right-hand corner, he's got a Gadsden flag. And the Gadsden is at the center of why Jaden is now an instant legend. You see, Jaden got kicked out of class at his school because he had this Gadsden patch on his backpack. This teacher literally called his mother to the school over this thing. And she said that having the Gadsden violates their school policy because of its origins in slavery, which is not even remotely true, like hilariously wrong. Check out this video where Jaden, the legend, is just remaining cool as a cucumber.
Thank you. Do they know what the Gadsden flag is? That it's a historical flag. So the reason that they do not want the flag, the reason we do not want the flag displayed, is due to its origins with the revolution, slavery and slave trade. That is what was, that's the reasoning behind them, you know, obviously. The Gadsden flag. The don't tread on me.
Okay. Which is the Gadsden flag.
Okay.
So he's, what's going to happen if he doesn't?
Okay, really quick. The teacher's talking, of course, has no clue what she's
right
talking about. He's smirking. The little kid is just like, come on, teach. I thought you knew better than this. This is not the history of that flag at all. And evidently, you're 100% clueless.
Yeah.
Which she is.
But absolutely.
We'll continue.
He is able to go. I was actually just telling him, like, I was upset that he was missing so much school. I'm like, so I asked if, can he just take his stuff out of his bag and go back to class? Like, I just want him to go back to class. The bag can't go back. It's got a patch on it because we can't have that in and around other kids. So that's what I was trying, and then he said you were close. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with slavery. That's like the Revolutionary War patch that was displayed when they were fighting the British. Like, that wasn't, that's the revolution. Maybe you're thinking of like the Confederate flag.
Okay, I am here to enforce the policy that was provided by the district. And definitely, you have every right to not agree with it. I mean,
ACLU says that he's allowed to wear that.
This is the moment when you realize that you are already smarter than your teacher at 12 years old. Absolutely iconic photo that should go down in history. And as I said, this teacher is just hilariously wrong about the origins of the Gadsden flag. It was created by Christopher Gadsden, who was one of the delegates at the Continental Congress, and it was created to send a message to the British not to tread on America's liberties. It had nothing at all to do with slavery. There's also leaked emails from the director of this kid's school, a man named Jeff Yoakum, where he said that the Gadsden flag is a symbol of intolerance and hate, or even racism. So if you want to reach out to Jeff Yoakum, the director of his school, and let him know how you feel about this, this is his email right here. Jaden's school is called the Vanguard School, and it is a charter school within the Harrison School District in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Now, I don't know if Jaden or any of his family members will ever see this TikTok, but if they do, your son is a legend. What an absolute king. Keep raising him to be an absolute king. Keep telling his idiot teachers to don't tread on me.
Good. Good for him. And as I said earlier, I want to remind everybody, this is a charter school, and you heard her talk about the district policy. Yeah, because charter schools are still, quote-unquote, ruled by the district, Andy.
Well, that's obviously a very racist flag because it was anti-British.
Yeah.
You know, it blows my mind. And by the way, I'd like to remind all the teachers out there of something that's very, 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 very important, and that's this. The Don't Tread on Me, which was, of course, you know, saying against, you know, the king, right, and so forth, was the British owned slaves. We owned slaves. But our country, when we began with all men are created equal and don't tread on me, less than a century later, okay, after thousands of years of slavery running absolutely unchecked and all kinds of people owning all kinds of other people, thousands of years, after all that, in less than a century, slavery was abolished,
right,
in this country that went against Britain.
Right. Correct. Correct. Which,
just, and by the way, the Church of England, though, really helped in that regard, too. But go ahead.
It just goes to show you that in a lot of cases, teachers, I'm sorry, are just utter morons. She, before even agreeing to enforce the district policy, and somebody at the district should have checked said policy.
Yes.
The other thing you got to ask yourself is there really a policy or is this just a particular teacher not caring for this particular patch and then the administrator of the school going along with it? I don't know for a fact that this is actually a policy of the district in, you know, the public school district in Colorado Springs. I have no idea.
I don't know for sure, and I'd love to hear the details on this. Let me take a shot at it. I think the most likely is that there's a general policy, and this teacher is a liberal who chose to apply that general policy
and against, the administrator's backing her up.
Right, against a Tea Party flag, because it's really the Tea Party
That's
flag.
That's what it is, essentially.
That she finds offensive.
Right. That's exactly right.
But one more reminder to her, lady, slavery came to America, but it came here to die.
Yeah. And regardless of all of that, the reality is comparing those two in the same sentence is completely wrong.
It's
and
insane.
It shows you how stupid, I'm sorry, I'm using that term, but how stupid of a teacher and educator you really are. And what she doesn't understand, nor does this administrator understand, when it comes to leadership, which is huge, and most teachers have no idea they're leaders. They'll tell you they're a leader in the classroom, but then they behave like this. And the number one thing you can do to kill your leadership is to be incorrect on facts and still push that agenda forward knowing they're incorrect. That is a leadership killer. This kid will never respect that teacher again in his entire life.
No.
She killed that day.
Exactly. And you know who's the leader? The kid, because I guarantee you every conservative kid also will follow this kid and not respect this teacher
Correct.
Ever again. I wonder if there's going to be an apology.
If she was a wise leader,
yeah,
she would not only give an apology, but she would do it on social media so that she could be then seen as, okay, I guess you're not so bad after all. You've
right.
admitted you're wrong. You've admitted your mistake, and we'll forgive you and move on. And by the way, that would help her leadership with this particular young man. And as you just mentioned, so rightfully so, all of the cohorts of his throughout the school. And by the way, throughout the now yet get burned into people's memories now, you know, over and over. And this thing is spreading like wildfire.
Well, and that
like
school,
4 or 5 people send me this today.
That
Andy.
School is becoming a laughingstock in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, this is supposed to be one of your premier charter schools in Colorado Springs that doesn't even know its history. How does Andy that to me, you know, I would be more forgiving if this weren't in education where we're supposed to know history. In other words, if this was some other organization this kid was a part of, some sporting organization or something along those lines, to
right,
where they're not
right.
educators, they're not teachers, they're not supposed to know history, I might give them a little bit more of a pass
oh, sure.
than I am a school.
I agree. I totally agree. But can I say really quick why I tied it in
sure.
to the foundations of our country? Because these educators, when they attack the Tea Party, they're not really attacking the Tea Party or the right wing or that. What they're attacking is the foundations of this country.
Correct.
Because the Tea Party loves the foundations of this country.
Right.
And so what their response from the left is, the foundations of this country were racist. Okay? And therefore, your flag, which represents, let's face it, the Tea Party, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, because of their what they're drawing on, your flag is racist because the Tea Party loves the foundations of this country, which were racist. And what I'm saying is the foundations of this country were actually common to the entire world at that time
right.
and led us out of that world to where there is no slavery.
Right. And to your point, again, that you said very, very rightfully so, we, you know, slavery came here to die. If it weren't
yes.
for the United States of America, would slavery exist today? I don't know. I have no idea. Probably, you know, through the progression of time may have changed, although, you know, this is the one
thing.
Oh,
it would have been hard to kill it.
It's the one thing the liberals always forget is the things that this country has done through its Judeo-Christian roots and capitalism along with it, which I know everybody wants to kill both of those.
Right.
Between those two things is why the whole world is lifted up and in better shape today than it was even 100 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, John. I mean, let's face it. How do you maintain slavery if you believe in two things? One, self-governance. That started here.
Right.
Okay? It really
right.
did.
That's
I'm not
right.
saying it never existed throughout time, but that was really birthed here. And secondly, the God-created you know, wonder of the individual.
Right.
Okay.
The individuality of
all men are created
right.
equal.
That's right.
All men are created equal. How can you maintain slavery if you start off a country like that? So you could say, well, would slavery have still gone the way of the dinosaur without us? Yeah, maybe, but it would have taken a lot
yeah.
longer because
that's
we started liberty. And once you light the fire of liberty, it's going to go to everybody.
Well, and the other thing I want to add
as
into
this, should.
And follow me with my progression here. Even though we really started to abolish slavery mid-1800s, the Civil War,
right.
all of that, huge.
That's
now,
less than a century after we started.
That's right. Now, I will also tell you that because of capitalism and the Industrial Revolution, it really started to get hot about 1890 or so is really kind of when things started to ramp up in the Industrial Revolution. Well, when you had the Industrial Revolution, really, in a lot of ways, Andy, replacing slavery, because you could do so much more with a machine than you could a person. It's not only because of our thoughts of people being individuals, but given the fact that you now are industrializing all of these different sectors of the economy, you no longer needed the slave anyways. Not saying that we would have not had them if you wouldn't have industrialized, because I think just our values would have ended it anyways. But did that not help speed it up immensely? I would say yes, it did.
Absolutely, it did.
And nobody ever talks about that, by the way. Nobody ever adds the industrialization into why it ended slavery.
John, I think there were two things that really, really, really changed the fabric of America beyond, obviously, abolishing slavery. But I mean, coming after that, the Industrial Revolution, as you just said, okay, which really had, and it, by the way, had some other massive impacts on America that I won't even go into. It feminized America
True.
As a result.
True.
It took all the men out of the household, stuffed them in boxes for 14-hour days, and left one gender for generations to raise.
Yes.
the family. Okay, that had an enormous impact
mm-hmm.
on our entire mindset. But also the car.
Yep.
When the car came along,
yep.
Individuality and freedom, individual liberty, and simply being able to get in that box and leave and
travel,
to go other places,
right.
And to do it on your own and not yep. be in a box called public transportation and to just be yep. out there doing that. It was incredible.
Yeah, people forget that even our towns and the things that we had as a country prior to the Model T, really, Henry Ford and the Model T. Yeah, there were other cars and so on, but the Model T made it affordable for everybody to own one.
It became more prevalent.
That was the biggest thing that Henry Ford wanted to do, and he accomplished that. But what the car did was it took and made towns come alive in all sorts of places that were far from railroad tracks, because prior to that, every town had to be connected by railroad, because otherwise you couldn't get there hardly, Andy. I mean, you could, but it was not as easy. It was horse and buggy and very arduous and very difficult to get there. The
right.
car opened all of that up, and it put towns, literally, it made them become alive on the map that they'd never been alive like that before.
You know, it's interesting. The Industrial Revolution made it so we didn't need to own slaves, which yep. we, by the way, never needed. We
right.
never should have had that.
Great point.
And the car actually made it so we didn't need to own horses.
It's true.
Think about that.
No, it's true. Well, and let's add one more layer to this, which
okay.
goes to the slavery side as well. Along with the invention of the car, and really, let's face it, and again, being a car person, I'm going to spend a moment here. Not just the car, but everything that it takes to make a car operate, a more efficient engine and the ability to take that power and transfer it to wheels and so on. Prior to that, a lot of things were driven off of steam and steam tractors, steam engines and so on. But when the four-cycle engine became really prevalent and you had gasoline, which, you know, was because of Rockefeller
controlled
and all of that.
Controlled
combustion, the ability to put it to work meant you now could put that into a thing called a tractor, which then pulled
yeah.
a plow, and it did seeding, and it did all sorts of other things that prior to that humans did, and horses, to your point a moment ago.
Right, right.
You eliminated both of those with the modernization of not only the vehicle itself, the car, but the trucks and the tractors and so on.
But John, it's polluting the universe. Well, you know what? It's also creating tons of food to feed people
yes.
all around the world.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing. But it's also amazing beyond all the wonderful things of feeding all the people and freeing all the people. It also does one thing. It allows a teenager to get the hell out of the house and have a weekend on their own. I'm telling you what, the freedom the car brought.
Huge.
Unbelievable.
And unfortunately, we've now entered an era where kids don't get their driver's license like they did when we were kids. I mean, I can remember the day I turned 16.
Yeah.
At 7 a.m., I was at the DMV ready to get my driver's license and driver's test done. I was first in line. I actually had our shop truck and my motorcycle in the back so I could take both tests in the same day. And I was ready to get going as soon as the doors opened. I was the first one in, Andy,
yep.
on the day I turned 16. That is not the same as it used to be.
No.
Kids don't do that like they used to. And that one I don't understand. I don't get it.
Oh, it's wonderful. There was nothing better.
Do these kids not understand the freedom that the vehicle brings?
No. Back it up. Take out that this vehicle brings. The kids today don't understand freedom.
Oh,
it's
well,
been taught
okay.
out
there's,
of them.
There's a good one, Andy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we just saw that, I guess. Duh.
You know, we don't understand how these forces have affected us. Let me make one more really quick comment.
We
we'll
time.
Go to break.
No more time.
On
we
the Industrial
time.
Revolution. Today, well, really quick, when you go back to agrarian society, both genders raised the kids pretty much equally.
True.
Okay, they were both home. They were both working on the farm. They were both working on everything. Okay, were the roles different? Slightly, yes, but they were actually much more intertwined. But when you took men out of the household for 14 hours a day and they became the provider in that way, now you look even decades and decades later, and some kid is drafted into the NFL, okay? Who is the first person he wants to thank and call? His mom. All kids now are absolutely drawn to, I mean, look, the mom is the special one. Mother's Day means everything. Father's Day means next to nothing. It is a feminized culture we live in today. It is a feminized culture. You watch TV and you watch the commercials, okay? How often is, take if you take race out of it, Okay, take race out of it. How often is the guy the smart and good person and the woman the bad and dumb person in the ad?
Never. I'm holding up a zero.
Exactly.
Never.
It's always the reverse.
Yep, you're right.
Everything has changed since we spent decades and decades and decades with basically one gender dominating the raising of generations.